Just one question. In the Hilchot Shabbat, we established already that it's asur on Shabbat to make any kinyanim, as isur mishum mekah hamemkar, any transaction, purchasing, transferring money. All these things are asur to do on Shabbat. The question, of course, in the internet world, a lot of questions come up with kinyanim. These automated kinyanim that are done, for example, via PayPal. A person has an account, and money is transferred into that account, and becomes his money. So is it permissible to leave a person's PayPal account open on Shabbat, where it's quite possible monies are going to be transferred in, and once those monies are transferred in, so it's his money. So therefore he was part of a kinyan, he was part of a transaction of Mekal Memkan on Shabbat. So the poskim are clear on this again, and they say, important rule, that there's no isur that if a kinyan is done on Shabbat involving a Jew, as long as he didn't instruct it to be done on Shabbat, as long as he didn't demand that the payment be done on the Shabbat itself. Halakha said in Nesh Mem Vav, it would be permissible to give money to a goy to go buy something, as long as you don't tell him to buy it on Shabbat, even though he buys it on Shabbat. Now if he does buy it on Shabbat, something happened, the kinyan was done on Shabbat, so what? Or for example, the halakha said in Eshmem Gimal that it's forbidden to rent out a bathhouse or to hire a goy to run the bathhouse on Shabbat as a kablan, even though he's a kablan. What's the reason? Marit ayin. The people are going to think that he's a schidion, and therefore they're not going to know. But there was no isur that they're going to make a transaction on Shabbat, and somebody's money is going to go to the Jew. That they weren't interested in. They weren't concerned about that because you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbat. And therefore, the same thing in this case over here. That so long as the PayPal account, you didn't instruct anybody that they have to put a payment in on the Shabbat or Yom Tov, it would be permissible to leave it open. And the money that comes in on Shabbat, it would be permissible to have hana'ah from it and benefit immediately following the Shabbat.